The head of the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Kwesi Jonah, says though President John Evans Atta Mills will win the upcoming Congress, the challenge from former First Lady Nana Akunedua Jimen Rollins has partly distracted him from focusing on his Better Ghana agenda. Speaking on a current affairs program Focus in Accra, Mr. Jonah, however, saw nothing wrong with Nana Akunedua's challenge, since it fosters democratic ideals in the NDC. The only problem is that challenging a certain president limits his work.
Gradually, we are building a convention in this country whereby a certain president, since he's entitled to 2 terms, is always allowed to take a second term without any challenge within his party. Don't forget, challenging somebody from the other party in a presidential election in itself is an onerous enough task. Having a challenge from within your party can be so very distracting that you could easily lose focus on the bigger context between you and the candidates of the other parties. And that is why in many young democracies, a certain president is almost never challenged. He is allowed to focus on the bigger context that is ahead of him, especially where there is a term limit of, in our case, only 2 terms. In my opinion, he is going to win convincingly. And the reason is very closely connected to the first point I made about this convention. Precisely because it has not been the normal practice in this country for a sitting president to be challenged. Rollins was not challenged. Kufuor was not challenged. How come this poor man is being challenged? It has given him a certain sympathy vote. It doesn't matter how effective or how ineffective his campaign may be. He is going to get a certain proportion of sympathy votes from people.
On what will happen if Nana Akunedua should win, Kwesi Jonah said all attention will be diverted from President Mills. This will therefore weaken his position as the president of the country.
Atta Mills will be a very lame president. All attention will be diverted away from him to Nana Akunedua, because if she picks a ticket, then the future of the party will lie in her hands. She will be the one who will be holding the flag to the next election. And so very naturally, all the people, the leading people in the party, would like to get around this figure who has just won the party ticket to see how best they can plan for the 2012 elections in order to keep the NDC in power. Even the most loyal Atta Mills personalities within the party, they will be Atta Mills by day, Nana Akunedua by night.
On the program was a spokesperson of Get Atta Mills Endorsed Game, Bambara Sewa Asamoah, who said the president's campaign team is satisfied with the arrangements of the Congress as well as the voting process. On the issue of whether former President Rollins will campaign for President Atta Mills in case he wins, Ms. Asamoah stated that she will be surprised to see the NDC founder carrying out his threat of not supporting the president on his campaign.
We members of GAME have never had any problems with the arrangements that were being made by the National Executive Committee, because we have a lot of confidence in them. We know they are capable of running a very good Congress. What they made us believe was that former president, that is John Rollins, a very huge personality when it comes to campaigning in NDC. And I also know that the founder has a blood covenant with NDC. When in 2000 we're launching our campaign, he sealed our manifesto. He sealed it with his blood. Again, he is the only person who has his name in the NDC constitution. So it will be very, very, very difficult if you ask me that founder will not campaign for Professor Mills because he doesn't seem to be seeing things working. I don't think that the founder is somebody who would also sit on the fence to see NDC going into opposition.
A member of the Akunedua campaign team, Dr. David Sunu, said President Mills cannot unify the party after the Congress.
You cannot just expect that unity will just come from nowhere and suspend in space. It must be anchored on some foundation. If, for example, we go to Sinyani and at the end of the voting or the electoral process does not turn out to be fair, do you expect that you're going to just have unity arising from nowhere, coming from space? No. If, for example, we're looking at the nature of the candidate, if the candidate that turns out to win does not take steps to unify the people behind him, are we expecting unity? If, again, the people around the candidate go on to castigate and indicate that they have trampled over some personalities in the party, some very key personalities in the party. Do you expect peace to prevail? So it will depend critically on the conduct of the elections, the nature of the candidate, and the people around him. And we have great doubts whether President Mills will be able to do that unifying trick. The former president had indicated on countless occasions the challenges he was having with the president. We, for example, are looking at an NDC government which is not holding high the core principles of the party. We're talking about probity, accountability, freedom, and social justice. We are asking very critical questions here. If we go on the line of probity and accountability, in 2008, we said there were so many corrupt NPP officials. Where are they? We are saying that an NDC government, even as it goes on doing so well in the areas of the economy and all that, must still remember that the people of this country voted for an NDC government because they knew that the NDC government would distinguish itself more clearly in the areas of fighting corruption and bringing justice to the people.
Those were views of panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed the upcoming NDC Congress in Sunyani.